Let's rock this joint!
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Show. It is Wednesday, hump day, and it is August number 8 in the year of our Lord 2018. So welcome back to all of you liberty lovers and ecclesiastites all around the globe. Glad that you are here tuning in. And we've, you know, one of the things that people often wonder what it's like to do certain types of jobs, let's say. You know, the interesting ones. And we rarely get a glimpse into those things unless we actually do them ourselves. And oftentimes when people get a real sense of what a particular job is like, most people will say, well, I never knew it was really like that. Because everything is glamorized. It's Hollywoodized. You know, James Bond, obviously, the spies in the, around the world are not like James Bond. Now, that's not to say that people don't have a license to kill. That's true. But is it is it the glitz and glamour, and do the bad guys often enunciate their entire plan before offing their counterpart? No. In the real world, bad guys don't spill the beans before killing someone. And they don't go through an elaborate process of trying to kill someone. They just kill them. That's it. I don't think I've ever heard of a villain, you know, tying somebody down to a bed, and then using a laser to cut them in half. Or a saw, and then slowly have it advance while they think about them being caught. You know, the person who's caught is thinking, "Oh, I've been caught. I'm gonna die." No, they don't do that. It's usually a swift, you know, machete strike to the back of the neck. There goes the head, a bullet in the brain or something. It's nothing really fabulous and elaborate. And vice versa. You know, there really isn't a whole hell of a lot of high-tech gadgetry used to catch somebody else and to take them out. You know, we don't have, as far as I know, we don't have so-called smart bullets that can try, and there's no such thing as bending a bullet. Anybody remember that? What was the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie? I don't think you can curve a bullet, not like that. So that kind of stuff is fantasy; it doesn't happen. But every once in a while, you'll get a movie, you know, like Saving Private Ryan, that will give you a true sense of what it was really like. Or what it is really like. And Agent 0010 has given us the movie title Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy to check out. I'll check it out. I don't know if it's on Netflix. It's probably not on Netflix streaming. But I'm sure you could probably get it on Amazon or something like that. So I would highly suggest, I'm going to check it out and see what it's all about. Any case, Daily Beast. Now, I don't like going to the Daily Beast for stuff, but I find this interesting. You want to talk about whining? Daily Beast is whining about something. And I know you're probably thinking, well, that's nothing new, Rod. Nothing new. Yeah, I get it. But pay attention to this, because they're upset that self-avowed Republicans would be imitating or mirroring something that they thought should have happened under Barack Obama. And on this program, I said, no, you can't do things based on one president. Because at some point, there's going to be a president that you don't like that's going to have the exact same power. Now, Obama at one point wanted the ability to have a so-called kill switch on the internet. He wanted the president to have the power to shut the internet down because there are some countries that so thoroughly control the internet that literally their leaders, corrupt leaders, can actually shut the whole damn thing down with basically a push of a button. China, Iran, North Korea, very, very controlling over their internet. And by the way, all of you people that love Apple so much, Apple has capitulated to China to do things that you never thought Apple would do, such as give the Chinese government a backdoor to Apple's, their iCloud. So in China, the iCloud is going to have to be in China, can't be anywhere else, and the Chinese government is going to be able to have access to it. Now, government here doesn't have access to Apple's iCloud. And they fight vehemently against any attempt by the government to try to be able to put in a backdoor to their iCloud system, whether it be iPhones or anything else. Apple fights vehemently against it. They don't want it. Claiming your privacy. Your privacy is of utmost importance. But they can't do business in China, evidently, according to the Chinese government, unless they allow this. So they've capitulated. And evidently they've agreed, according to reports. Well, now nutjob leftists are up in arms about this. Well, that's not... Well, just about 6 years ago, you were claiming that it's a good idea to give President Obama the power to do that. And now it's President Trump. Now you've taken the other side and saying it's not a good idea. Well, I'm also going to take to task the Republicans who are now saying it might be a good idea to let Trump be able to shut down certain aspects of the internet or news source when 6 years ago you were vehemently against Obama doing. I'm 100% against any president being given that kind of power. I know this is evidently they did a poll. It was an Ipso poll that was probably sponsored by Daily Beast, because I guess the poll is only exclusively available to Daily Beast, where it says that 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down media. Now, I don't believe that number. I don't believe that nearly, approaching half of registered Republicans or self-avowed Republicans believe that any president, even Trump, should be given the power to shut down media. Now, as much as we on the right do not like MSNBC and CNN, I don't know many people that really want to have them shut down by the government. We believe the market should handle that. And many of us are aghast and trying to, scratching our heads, trying to figure out how it is that CNN hasn't gone bankrupt. Well, I think I've explained that before. CNN, the American part of CNN is basically a loss leader. It's the international version, CNN International, that makes all its money. That's where the revenue is coming from. They don't have much revenue coming in from the American side because they don't have any ratings. I mean, when you constantly, consistently get less than a million views or viewers every night and less than 3 million views in all your platforms, including, YouTube clips, it doesn't lend itself very well for advertisers to want to pay a whole bunch of money to be on your programming. And they don't. Where they're making up the difference is on the international level. Because, believe it or not, as much competition as we have here in this country for news outlets, and I know most of them are leftists, and there's only one that's not leftist, and that would be Fox at the moment. That's a big one. I know there's a new one up and coming. There's Newsmax TV is trying to make a dent. And was it the OANN? Is it One American News Network? I see more and more people referencing that service lately. Again, but they're nowhere near the size of Fox or MSNBC or even CNN. They're not there yet. Maybe they will get there. I don't know. But as far as international stuff is concerned, basically that is where the world gets its news about the United States. As sobering as that is, that is why you have so many foreigners who have the wrong idea or impression of America right now. And it's also why some people around the world are scratching their heads saying, well, you guys don't like Trump? We actually kind of like him. And there have been foreign polls. Did you know that honestly, in some foreign countries, Trump is more popular than he supposedly is here? I find it interesting because all they get is CNN News International in a lot of these countries when it comes to American news. That's what they get, CNN. And yet, Trump in some foreign countries is more popular in that particular country than he is here. Well, how is that possible? Well, because, again, the swamp is not in D.C. The swamp is all over the world. And people all over the world have now found somebody who identifies them all. And if you think that Europeans don't like Trump, you got another thing coming. Because remember, you know, all the accolades of Barack Obama overseas, you know, he's a rock star over there. Remember, he was getting all this fanfare when he was first elected. He was making trips everywhere. And then people in other countries, especially countries that are either indirectly or directly affected by American policy, started to really see the real Barack Obama. They didn't like him towards the end of his last term. Polls indicated that he was not all that. Why do you think he doesn't go to some of the places that he used to go to? He's not all that welcome there. Believe it or not, he's not. But these people are liking Trump because they see Trump as even taking on their swamp. And we see some of them win and some of them don't, but we see in foreign countries all over the place where they talk about, this country's version of Trump and this country's version of Trump and, you know, is he the Georgian Trump or is he the Azerbaijani Trump or is he the Brazilian Trump or is he the Mexican Trump or is he, and again, they all don't win. But the very notion that these people are seeing and starting to elect where they're allowed to elect their leaders, elect people who are more Trumpian for their countries, is a direct result of Donald Trump being elected here. And those people actually being able to see and feel the results of what Trump is doing all over the planet. This is not up for debate, folks. This is real stuff. So when it comes here and we seem to think that there's all this fake news and we don't like the fake news and they went out and did this poll, of course, anything that Ipso or the Daily Beast does is already suspect. I'm sorry, but it is. 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut the media down. And as you read through the story, you find out, well, maybe it's not exactly what they say the poll is. All told, 43% of self-identified Republicans said they believe the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. However, only 36% disagreed with that statement. Now, when asked if Trump should close down specific outlets, including CNN, The Washington Post, and New York Times, only 23% agreed and 49% disagreed. Well, wait a minute. Closing down CNN, which is the one that Trump attacks the most. 43% say that the president should have the power to shut down media outlets. But only 23% believe that CNN should be shut down? Well, those numbers don't jive. Do you understand why I see it doesn't make any sense? And again, it's Daily Beast doing this, though, so that makes sense. But their actual numbers as they're reporting them and putting them in their story, they don't jive. We're talking about a 20-point difference. Well, the president should be able to shut them down because we don't like them. And they're all fake news. Well, CNN is the biggest culprit of this. Should the president be able to shut CNN down? Well, no, not really. Well, then why would you give the president the ability to shut down a media outlet if you don't want a particular outlet that really is offensive shut down? Does anybody understand how that does not make any sense? There is no logic there. Half of Republicans, self-avowed Republicans, say, no, shouldn't shut down CNN. But almost half say, yeah, the president should have the power to shut down CNN. But somehow that doesn't jive. I'm just saying. Now, am I the only one that sees this? I'm sure no, but I'm sure many of you out there probably understand what I'm saying. Who I'm trying to reach is those who are on the fence, you know, you outliers, and you liberals that listen. How does that make any sense? If 43% of self-identified Republicans, now I got to tell you, it isn't based on, this isn't a poll based on voter registration rolls, as many polls are when they do this type of thing. No. They relied on people saying, are you Republican? Because we're doing a poll. Oh, yeah, I'm Republican. We're doing a poll on Republicans. Are you Republican? Yeah. Frankly, that's how they ask the question. We're doing a poll on Republicans. Are you a Republican? Now, how many people who are Democrat might say yes in order to skew the results? Well, a lot. We also know that has happened. But if 43% of these self-identified Republicans say they believe the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior, and if CNN is the prime culprit and suspect in bad behavior, but then only 23% say, yeah, the president should be able to shut them down. Well, it doesn't jive with what you just said earlier then. You know, can I make it any more clearer than that? It's just funny, folks. Funny, really is funny. Even in the midst of this crackdown, a social media crackdown, Twitter now suspends libertarian accounts, including the director of the Ron Paul Institute. Now, I thought libertarians were okay. I guess not now. The Twitter purge is being expanded to include you libertarians now. Because you guys are spewing hate speech. You know, you're all for the Constitution is a hateful document. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. You know, leftists believe that the Constitution is a hate-filled document. And it should be scrapped and changed and rewritten so we can have a socialistic utopia enshrined in the Constitution. Now, this is what they want, folks. Now, they're not going to get it, at least not anytime soon, thankfully. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to try via various methods by writing laws and trying to get them passed or finding an activist judge who will agree with their opinions and then write a law from the bench saying this has to be done. Kind of like, you know, hey, President Trump, you know that DACA thing that was unconstitutional that Barack Obama instituted as an executive order? Well, you don't have the right to issue an executive order removing DACA or limiting it or shutting it down. Well, everybody and their brother and sister and nephew who even has an head filled with air like Ocasio-Cortez knows that the judge has no right constitutionally to make that kind of determination. We all know this. You know, executive orders do not hamstring a future president. This is constitutional, just like there are certain aspects of Congress when it comes to a budget. Its Constitution basically says that one Congress cannot hamstring a future Congress. Every Congress has the ability to write and actually has in its duty to write and publish a budget. So one Congress cannot say, well, this is going to be, you know, this department is going to be funded with $1 billion a year forever. They can't do it. Just can't. Because every Congress has the ability and the right to write and pass an entire budget. Now, as strange as this may seem, the reality is, let me just put it in practical terms for you. The reality is, we could have a $750 billion a year military budget this year and next year. And in 2020, after a new Congress is elected, they could vote to say, we're not funding the military at all. Zero. Shut it down. And this Congress cannot make any law whatsoever that forces a Congress in 2020 to fund the military. Now, actually, the Constitution says that we must have a military, and thus Congress must fund it. Because the executive, chief executive is the chief of the military, and he must utilize it in a constitutional manner. But you get the point. So I don't want anybody out there running around, Roger said that the Congress can cut the military down to zero. Not really, no. But you get the point. So they can't do that. And of course, this is what some libertarians would be against, is liberals trying to hamstring a future Congress from doing anything that is unconstitutional. And actually, libertarians want to see, you know, I would like to see our government go back to a more constitutional form, getting rid of certain departments that are not in the Constitution, cutting back spending in areas that are not constitutional, like social spending, that's not in the Constitution. Libertarians would like to go even further than that, believe it or not. Now, I'm not a Ron Paul fan by saying, you know, that our military, most of it's supposed to be a part-time volunteer basis. No. I don't think that's constitutional, but that's what they would like. So I ain't going that far. Besides, in this day and age, you just can't, you know, have a part-time crew running an aircraft carrier. It's not like you can go out to, like you can with your car or even your SUV, and start the damn thing up and have it battle ready in, you know, 5 seconds. Or even a minute, you know, the Minuteman thing. Ready in a minute. No, aircraft carriers are going to be ready in a minute. Not to mention they'd be sitting ducks. Anybody remember Pearl Harbor? Just saying. But hey, this is what some libertarians want. They want those things parked. But now they're starting, Twitter is starting to crack down on you guys. Look, again, they have the ability to do it. They have the right to do it because it is a private platform, believe it or not. But you have to ask yourself, how much are you willing to support such a platform that is going to limit your ability to share your ideas when they claim to be a platform that is open to all ideas? Why haven't more people turned off Twitter and gone to things like Gab? I don't know. It is beyond me. But you should, because this whole supposed crackdown stuff, it's going to get a lot worse. Especially the closer we get to November, folks, it's going to get worse.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eggles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanchet brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanche gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face, sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
Of the program where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for August number 8 are thus. It is International Cat Day. It celebrates the love for cats and also focuses on the importance of keeping them safe and healthy. If you are a cat person, today is your day. It is also National CBD Day. I would argue that cats believe that every day is cat day. I have a cat, and got to tell you, every day that I see my cat, he thinks it's his day. You know, you got to pay attention to him. Doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter how busy you are. If you don't, you could be cleaning, you could be doing anything, and if they want your attention, they will do anything within their power to get in your way until you pay attention to them. So cats think that every day is their day. Well, lo and behold, today is their day. It's also National CBD Day. And I don't know what this stuff is. National Cannabidiol Day. It must have something to do with cannabis, thus with marijuana. Since I don't smoke it, use it, what have you. It is part of cannabis. So if you're a cannabisite, then today, I guess, is a day for you to celebrate. This stuff comes in oil. They put it in what they call edibles, you know, brownies, and they're putting it in every... You can get cannabis tea now. Did you know that? I probably shouldn't have said it, but they make tea. They put cannabis in with tea leaves, and you have cannabis tea. I don't know what that would taste like. I'm not interested in trying it either. But it's got to be nasty. But then again, some of these teas that they all, you know, it's healthy for you. Some of these so-called healthy teas, they taste nasty. So I guess you just got to throw in a lot of sugar, maybe honey or something. I don't know. Do you drink it cold? Can you have cannabis iced tea? I probably shouldn't have said that either. Just giving somebody an idea. Well, hell, you know, I might, you know, it's not exactly legal here. I might, you know, if I were ever to move out to California or to Colorado, I wouldn't move to California. But Colorado is, you know, a possibility if I ever had to move somewhere. I could open a new kind of Starbucks. Serve cannabis-infused coffees and teas. I'm sure it would be a big hit. By the way, if you do such a thing, I do expect a 1% royalty check. Because you're going to make a lot of money. It's also National Dollar Day. Yeah, the good old American greenback. It's the day to celebrate the old dollar. Not the $5 or $10. Evidently, the $5 bill has its own day. So this is National Dollar Day. And how do you celebrate? You celebrate by hoarding as many dollars as you can or going to your local dollar store and spending it. That's how you... Everything for a dollar. It's also National Frozen Custard Day. Frozen custard, people like to eat it like ice cream. It's not actually ice cream, but people tend to eat it like ice cream, and it's most popular in a soft serve ice cream cone. That's how it's most popular. I know there are a lot of people that don't realize, can I have ice cream? Sure, I want this. I want this. Well, that's not really ice cream, Johnny. Yeah, it is. It's sweet and cold and creamy like ice cream. It's actually custard. Don't tell kids it's custard because they think custard is actually gross. It's also Odie Day. Yes, today is the day that everybody celebrates the cartoon character Odie. This is the anniversary of the first, on the day of the first appearance of Odie in the comic strip Garfield, back all the way back in 1978. Yeah, this is when Odie first appeared, 78. So what does that make him, 40? 40. Odie is 40. It is also National Psychiatric Technician Appreciation Day. The psychiatric technician? I don't know what they do, but it's a medical job, so. And it deals with mental people. It's also National Zucchini Day. Along with it being National Zucchini Day, it is also Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Not your neighbor's stoop or step, but porch. Well, I guess you could, if a person doesn't have a porch, you could put it on their step or their stoop. I don't want to go home and see zucchini on my steps, to tell you the truth. But, yeah, hey, if you're that, you know, if you grow a lot of zucchini in your garden, you might want to share your zucchini because it is National Zucchini Day. So cook up some zucchini, or you can eat it. People eat zucchini raw, you know, the raw vegans. All they eat is raw stuff. You know, they don't cook anything. And if it has to be cooked, I don't think they eat it. Have you ever had a raw? I know Irish from Ireland can eat raw potato. I've tried it. That is, potatoes are not very tasty when they're raw. Yuck. Zucchini is okay. Have you ever had so-called zucchini salad or zucchini spaghetti when it's raw? It's actually not bad. It's actually pretty good. You know, you drizzle olive oil on it and a creamy sauce. Not a tomato sauce, but a cream sauce on it. It's very good, actually. Not bad. You should try it. And finally today is also the date to create. Now, nobody is exactly sure when this day actually began or who created it. Some people think it's Lego. The company Lego is behind the creation of this date. But there you have it, day to create. So create something today is how you celebrate today. And those are your holidays for today, August number 8th. Now go out and celebrate responsibly. New York City. Wall Street Journal has this story. New York City launches voter registration drive. And you're thinking, so? Let me read you the rest of the headline. In jails. New York City launches voter registration drive in jails. Casting a ballot will be easier for eligible inmates under a new program announced by Mayor de Blasio. Folks, if there is any indication at all that leftists know that when it comes to elections and voting that they are in trouble, is when you see stuff like this. When they are trying to, because they want to register these folks as Democrats, thinking that they will automatically vote Democratic ticket. Now, I have heard reports that when people are registering to vote, that they encourage people to register as Democrats. And then they try to teach them how to use only one system of voting, and that's the straight line party ticket. Democrats are all, you know, most of the Democrats are all behind you, buddy. So make it easier. Just hit that button, pull that lever for straight line party voting, and you're all set. It's quick and easy. You don't have to worry. You don't have to go through all the names and everything because that's boring. I've heard this is what they've been telling people. Now, I haven't had any, well, I haven't needed to register to vote in a very long period of time. But whenever I've had to do it, I haven't had anybody trying to coach me on how to vote. But I'm hearing that people are being coached on how to vote. That's sad, folks. That's telling you that when the Democrats are pulling out all the stops for these voter registration drives and trying to get, they're losing people. The walk away thing. Trust me, they, you know, Democrats and leftists want to brush away this walk away movement. It is making a dent. And in some communities, it is a severe dent. When you have the president's support among black Americans, go from 8% on election day to 29% and rising today. That's a big, big problem for Democrats. Look, there are a lot of people along with me that have often said that if the Republicans can get 10% or more of the black vote, the Democrats are done. We're at 29% approval of Trump right now. Now, usually those kinds of numbers in a minority industry or area can translate into about half of that number actually voting and voting for the candidate that's in favor. So if that, you know, we're talking 13-14% here of potential votes already from the black community coming from blacks, 13-14% in that community in 2020, at least. That's a death knell for Democrats. They know this. They're out there ramping up they're trying to get as many people registered as Democrats as possible. Because there are a number of Democrats. They haven't left the Democrat Party. They're still registered Democrats. But they're supporting Trump. Overall, Democrat support numbers for Trump is also on the rise. And go figure. I thought all Democrats hated Trump. According to Democrats, this is what they were trying to get you to believe. It's not the case. And every time they do these polls, and think about these polls are even after all of this negativity. 29% favorability among black Americans. Even though that blacks are told day in and day out, 24/7, Trump's a racist. Trump's a racist. Well, there are a lot of people who don't believe it. And the number is growing. It's an amazing phenomenon. So is there going to possibly be a blue wave in 2018 in November? It doesn't look like it. Not unless the Democrats find a way to cheat. I mean, overwhelmingly cheat. Don't put it past them, by the way. They can do it. They have the infrastructure and minions in place to pull it off. Trust me, they do. Which is why we Republicans and independents have to get out in huge numbers in order to dissuade any of the potential cheating from Democrats. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. Not to mention, when they do lose, they're going to blame not themselves. Now, what do Republicans do when they lose? I didn't get my message out. Didn't get got to figure out a way. And often what a Republican does is they believe that they got to go farther to the so-called center in order to get. And that never works. But this is what they always think. Well, you know, I got to move to the center. I got to move to the center because this is what, you know, my constituents want. They want me to be in the center, not on the right. So I got to move to the center. Democrats are now using the tactic. No, I don't got to move to the right. No, not at all. I don't got to move to the center. Nope. Because Russians did it. Russians defeated me. Like Hillary Clinton. Russians defeated Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. According to Rosie O'Donnell. Donald Trump doesn't have that kind of support. Really? He's at 50% plus. He doesn't. Nope. These people are being paid. Really, all those people that go into these rallies that are standing room only, thousands of people, you know, hundreds of them, even thousands of them sometimes can't get in because the stadium or arena is that packed already. Those people are being paid. That's an awful lot of people. You kind of mean like what George Soros and Democrats did for a lot of those Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests. Yeah, did you know a lot of those people were bussed in? You go to a Trump rally, those people, the vast majority of them are locals. They're not bussed in from out of state. You know, all that Antifa, BLM stuff, they were bussing people in from out of state. It was so bad that some people didn't get paid and they complained about it. It was so bad that people caught it on Craigslist. You know, advertising for people to be paid to be agitators. Come join the cause and make some money. Have some fun burning limousines and make some money. And some of these people were complaining that they hadn't been paid. And that they weren't going to go to another rally unless they got paid for the last one. So who's paying them again? Who's paying people? Is it Donald Trump or the no and the Republicans? No, no. The proof is it's Democrats. You know, they're also the ones that are running around, you know, registering illegals to vote, and they're registering legal immigrants to vote. And legal immigrants often don't know they've already been registered as a Democrat until they become a legal citizen, go through the process and become a naturalized citizen, and then go register to vote. Hey, you know, you're already registered. Really? I couldn't vote for before. Now, oh, yeah, you're registered. You're a Democrat. No, I would register as a Republican. Of course, CNN doesn't report that. We're seeing this coming out of California a lot lately. Legal immigrants going to register to vote, finding out they've already been registered. Now, the question is, if they didn't register themselves because they knew that it was illegal for them to vote, and they didn't want to jeopardize becoming a citizen, what did they vote before? What did their namesake, whoever came in as them, vote as? Probably a Democrat. Do you realize that's identity theft? Do you realize doing that to a legal immigrant who wants to become a citizen, that puts their citizenship in jeopardy? Because it is a crime to do that. Legal immigrants that come here that want to become citizens can't commit crimes. Oh, they can get a speeding ticket or parking tickets. You know, that won't jeopardize. But committing voter fraud, that's a major crime. That would get them disqualified. They're not going to do it. They're not going to risk it. But somebody comes in and registers as them. Now, that's identity fraud. It's identity theft. That's a major crime. And then they're committing voter fraud, another major crime. And you could say, well, they could be voting Republican. Well, then why would they be registered as Democrats? So watch out for all that kind of stuff in your local area, folks. Keep your eye on it. Because it's happening all over. And now we're, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, de Blasio shouldn't be so hip to the idea of registering convicted criminals in jail, because after all, Trump is the one that's listening to and is trying to reform our jail and sentencing and prison system. And a lot of these inmates, they might think, hey, you know, if Trump succeeds, I might get out of jail early, man. I'm going to vote for this guy. It might backfire on him. I'm not kidding. You know, you get some of these people that commit low crime level crimes. You know, maybe they're drug possession. Trump doesn't want to jail people who use drugs. Yeah, he wants to jail people who sell them. But he doesn't want to jail the people who use them. And there's a lot of people in jail who use them who are still eligible by law to vote. And if they see that and hear that, and Trump wants to get me out of jail early, they might vote for him. Could backfire. Not kidding. Got word that the Rev Rod will be making an appearance tomorrow. He will be here tomorrow morning. So you will probably want to tune in for that tomorrow morning. If you've never heard the Rev Rod, you're in for a treat. He says he's going to need some time. So I don't know if that means that his sermon from the conservative church pulpit is going to be longer than his usual 5 minutes or so. He says, I'm going to need some time, Rod. Give me some time. Okay. So we will do that. We will set the time aside, prepare for the Rev Rod to be here tomorrow. Finally today, what do we got here? Grand jury. Yes, there's a grand jury in, now this is the Herald, and the Herald online is from, you know, down Route 77 through Route 7, that's Florida area. But here it is, many York County, according to Herald Online. Defense lawyers are claiming that the county's grand jury in June did not properly review more than 900 cases presented in a single day and want every indictment issued that month tossed away. Now, I have always said that you can be arrested for anything, indicted and put on trial for anything, because it's all in the control, in the hands of the prosecutor. A lot of prosecutorial misconduct happens at the grand jury level. We also know this is a proven fact. We also know this. There are many cases that never even should go to trial, but they do because of prosecutorial misconduct with the grand jury. Now, lawyers in this particular case want a new grand jury after the existing panel failed to do its job, according to a motion filed Friday in York County Court. Prosecutors fired back saying that the grand jurors worked hard for 10 hours on June 14th and that the indictments are proper and appropriate. However, lawyers say that 904 true bill indictments were issued in one day, resulting in each indictment taking about 39 seconds. 27 defense lawyers in all are petitioning the court to toss out every single indictment. 39 seconds per indictment on average? Can somebody tell me how they have time to listen to witnesses and make a determination? Takes more than 39 seconds. Takes more than a minute. How is that possible? Well, it's possible when politics are involved. And folks, politics has no place in our prosecutorial procedures. Has no place in our courtroom. But yeah, look, this is how innocent people get convicted of crimes they never committed. It's all prosecutorial misconduct. And oftentimes, prosecutors do not get, are not taken to task on their misconduct. Some of them are fired. Most are just reassigned to a different department or something. They're not taken to task. Sometimes they don't even bring charges against people who should be charged, like Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I know. We go through that all the time. Any case, we're out of time for today, but we will be back here tomorrow, Thursday. Expect the Rev Rod to show up in the studio tomorrow morning as well. So hopefully you have a great hump day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday. Till then, I'm Rod Eccles. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.